I define it as an incapacitating fear of failure that permeates our lives, especially those areas that we care about most. Note the word incapacitating. It is not just a fear of failure. Again, I don't know a person who is not afraid of failure, who is not embarrassed by it or feels frustrated by it. So that's natural, that's human, whether we like it or not. But an incapacitating fear of failure is a failure that's a fear that is debilitating, that stops us, that prevents us from coping, from trying, from putting ourselves on the line. And the other part that I want to highlight in this definition is that especially those areas that we care about most. Now, I'm not a perfectionist when it comes to playing Monopoly. No, it's not that. I'm competitive, but it's not that important for me if I win or lose. But perfectionism was a central part of my life when it came to, as I mentioned earlier, squash, which was very meaningful to me, academics, which is very meaningful to me, and relationships, which was and is a very important part of my life. So in these areas, that's where I experienced perfectionism, and that's where I needed to do the work, and I'm still doing the work. It's in those areas. Let me elaborate on this definition. It is an approach, a cognitive and emotional schema that we hold toward the journey of our lives, toward the process of getting from point A to point B. The emphasis here is on journey.